Australian clothing retailer Gorman has collaborated with Munkaja Arts to present the stories of Aboriginal artists from Fitzroy Crossing in the Kimberley region of WA. The Aboriginal Design clothing line, set to launch next month at the Darwin Aboriginal Arts Fair, showcases the cultural knowledge of the Fitzroy people. Proceeds from sales will fund a youth art program at Munkaja. The Wire's Marvika Hayment spoke with Belinda Cook, manager of Munkaja Arts, about the company's mission, how this collaboration came about and what it means for Aboriginal artists.
It's an Indigenous-owned and governed art centre and it's been around for about 30 years. It's a space that was set up by the artists wanting to share their artwork and sell their artwork. It's a space for economic, cultural and social development for the community of Fitzroy Crossing in Western Australia, in the Kimberley. And we've got over 250 artists as members here, and we support the communities around the Fitzroy Valley region to produce art and engage in cultural practice.
How did the collaboration between Gorman and Munkaja Arts come about?
I'm originally from Melbourne myself, so I knew quite a lot about Gorman as a brand, and it was a brand that I admired in terms of the collections they had done with Merkel Mora and other artists. And I showed our board here, so Munkaja has a board of directors who are all local Indigenous artists and members of the organisation, and had a chat with them, and they thought it was a good idea to approach them about a collection. The board and some of the artists here had been talking about fashion for quite a while and have been establishing their own small brands in natural dyeing and silks and that kind of thing, but they thought, you know, a way that we could learn about the fashion industry was to collaborate with a big brand that we thought would respect us and work with us appropriately.
Are you satisfied with the way Gorman has handled this collaboration? Do they accurately depict and present the artist's cultural stories?
Every stage of the process, the board and the artists were involved in decision making. So when the designs were first done, they were sent up and shown to the board and to the artists and to our membership as well, and got approvals here first. There's a lot of discussion around how artworks were going to be used and which artworks were appropriate. And so our artists made sure they selected which ones were the best to go on the clothes, so that they weren't stories, for example, that were of particular sacred nature that couldn't be shared publicly in that way.
What does this collaboration between Gorman and Aboriginal artists mean for Munkaja Arts?
It's been a really fantastic opportunity to experiment in another area of the arts, which is fashion, and to look at it as an industry that we could be engaging with to tell our story and to market and promote what Munkaja is about in a way that we haven't before. It helps us to reach a whole new audience, and Gorman has such a massive following around the country, so it's a fantastic promotional opportunity for us to share. And it's also creating pathways for our younger generations to look at different ways that they can engage in the arts and in their culture and share it. So we had a young woman, Shaniqua Shaw, who's our feature model for the collection. She's from Fitzroy Crossing and is in the major shoots that Gorman have just done and will be modelling for us at Darwin.
What feedback have you received from artists about this collaboration?
Tommy May, who's really the most senior man in the project but also the founder of Munkaja, is just thrilled, and I've never seen him so excited about something. He's so proud. So overall, everyone's really enthusiastic and wants to see more, basically. Everyone's saying, right, we've got to keep doing this. How can we keep working with Gorman, and how can we look at other ways to keep doing it?
What broader message does this collaboration send to Aboriginal people, especially Aboriginal artists?
I hope it sends, you know, the message from our artists is that you can do whatever you want to do. You know, our guys are really brave innovators and are prepared to try any medium.
Are there any other future collaborations on the horizon?
We're definitely still in talks with Gorman about some future opportunities. We're also collaborating with other artists around the country in different fields. So we're working with jeweller Jess Jupp, who's based down in Perth. We're working with Trent Jansen in Sydney on object design and furniture creation. So a couple of our artists working with him on a show which will open in Melbourne at the 2020 Design Fair. Johnny Nargutta is the lead with Trent Jansen. So we've got a few things in the pipeline, and we find that collaboration process really positive and a great way to engage with new skills but also build on our own.
That's Belinda Cook. She's manager of Munkaja Arts, speaking with The Wire's Marvika Hayminth.